Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my special guest, Doug Smith. Welcome, Doug. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you. Doug is a partner with B2B CFO, the world's largest CFO firm, providing part-time CFO services to small and mid-market businesses. Doug's a 33-year resident of the DC metro area, and he's worked in a number of our local industries, including technology, government contracting, of course, and healthcare. He served as both Chief Financial Officer and Chief Operating Officer for organizations ranging in size from $25 million to $1.2 billion. That's a pretty big organization. And Doug has particular expertise in growing companies and making them more profitable. He got his MBA from Harvard and an undergraduate degree in engineering from Princeton, so he's a pretty smart guy. I better be on my toes today. And Doug and his wife, Jeanette, have been married for 27 years and have two kids in college and one son in high school. And first of all, tell me about B2B or B2B CFO.
Sure. So B2B CFO is the world's largest firm providing part-time CFO services to small businesses. Firm's about 25 years old, and we've grown to the point where we have more than 200 partners nationwide. And for the last 2 years, we've been on the Inc. 5000 list of rapidly growing companies, and I think that says a lot for the demand for the kinds of services that we provide.
Exactly what kinds of services does B2B CFO provide to its customers or partners, as you refer to them?
So we work as part-time CFOs in the business, working with business owners and their financial staffs. And we supervise the accounting system, but we deal with a lot of other issues that a CFO would normally deal with, such as making the company more profitable, trying to figure out what's going on, merger and acquisition, helping owners think about their exit, the more strategic CFO functions.
Is it an interim job task that B2B CFO provides? I mean, you provide a CFO for a certain period of time. The business hires you. You come in like a SWAT team and sort of consult with the CEO, or are there longer-term engagements as well?
So that's actually not the business that we're in. Typically, what we're doing is that we're working part-time as CFO with businesses, often for a period of years. And there are other companies that do interim CFO services. Oftentimes, that's a full-time arrangement while they're kind of between permanent CFOs. That's not what we do. It's a valuable business service, but we work with our owners typically for many years.
So the key is to develop relationships early on and grow those relationships.
Exactly. It's to be the trusted business advisor like they would have with their attorney or their CPA.
Sure. Why do you like working with small businesses so much?
Well, I've worked for large businesses and I've worked for small businesses. One of the companies that I worked at for quite a while, AMS, was a small company when I joined and got to be a big company.
Right.
And so I've seen how companies grow. I've seen that evolution that they go through and what they have to do to continue to be successful. And so I discovered over my career that I actually prefer working in small businesses compared to large ones. I think decisions can be implemented more quickly and the companies are just more adaptive.
Does every company really need a chief financial officer?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why?
Well, at B2B CFO, we feel that every company is going to benefit from having an experienced chief financial officer on board. I think companies are going to have difficulty growing without one. Now, we know that many small companies have a hard time affording an experienced CFO full-time or even on an interim basis, and so we make it affordable for them with that part-time model that we have. So our fees are flexible. We always try to do what we can to make sure that we're going to fit within the amount of money that the company has available.
Okay. So that would be from the very base startup? You would offer your services for the startup?
Typically, a startup, a well-funded startup that needed a business plan that they could take to the bank, I certainly would work with.
Okay.
If they're in the early stages, maybe below $1 million in annual revenue, they'll have a bookkeeper, and that's probably sufficient.
But over $1 million, it might be prudent to hire somebody like you to help them out.
Exactly. So our sweet spot is businesses that are in the $1 million to $70 million range. Because above $70 million, they probably have an experienced CFO in place.
And full time.
Yes.
Right. And in your experience, how much do business owners know about the financial health of their business? And what do you mean by financial health when you put it that way?
Well, I would say financial health is, does the company have enough cash to operate? We have a saying, a CFO is cash is king. Mm-hmm. And enough business, cash to grow. And so in my experience, I think business owners are on a gamut. So some are very familiar. You know, they pay daily attention to what's happening with their cash and are forecasting it out. Most business owners get some kind of financial reporting from their staff. It may not be as very timely, and sometimes it's not accurate, but the most get that. But I've met a few business owners that basically they look at the bank statement. If there's money there, they think the company's financially sound.
Now, I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curveball, not intending to throw you off, but I know since you went to Princeton and Harvard, you can handle this one. It shouldn't be too difficult. You know, a lot of smaller companies try to use their CPA firm to provide, you know, sort of outsourced CFO services. How would you differentiate or distinguish yourselves at B2B CFO from, say, what a CPA firm could bring to the table for a lot of these smaller companies?
So the core services of a CPA firm are tax planning and audit, and we don't actually provide either of those services in our firm. So oftentimes, we'll work closely with the firm's CPA. And when they are working in the firm, they're typically focused on what's happening with the financial system and the reports from that. That's a valuable function. As I mentioned, the CFO gets involved in a lot of other business issues as well.
So what kinds of businesses really benefit from the services that B2B CFO offers?
So I talked about the size range, probably a million to 70 million.
Right.
Privately held businesses is one of our sweet spots. Often with the founders and still in place, although that's not necessarily a requirement. So any business that's growing rapidly, needs to be more profitable, needs to have cash, can benefit from working with us. In fact, our corporate tagline is cash, we help you get it.
Do you help companies go out and get bank financing?
We can certainly do that. Oftentimes we'll develop relationships with their current banker, and if they want to find a new banker, we can help them do that. We can also introduce them to people that we know in terms of alternate sources of capital, like a private equity firm or even a factoring firm if they're really in a cash short position.
Sure. And do you also provide services? You mentioned about companies that have the founders in place. Do you provide services to companies that might be venture-backed or private equity-backed as well?
We sometimes do that. Oftentimes, they'll want a full-time CFO in place by the time it gets to that size.
When you say part-time, how many days a week does a typical B2B CFO work, such as yourself?
It varies with the company's needs. It could be as much as 1 or 2 days a week. It could just be 1 or 2 days a month.
Now, the types of services you provide, it wouldn't be prudent to have you handling bookkeeping chores. You would want to have somebody that would be doing bookkeeping, that would be doing accounts payable, paying off payables, collecting receivables, correct?
Exactly. So we're not replacing the company's current financial support, whether that's internal or external. We're helping them be more effective when we're working with the business owners. And certainly I have helped clients find a bookkeeper on a cost-effective basis to help support them, you know, 20 hours. Maybe they just need 20 hours a month.
Right, exactly. Now, there are a lot of things that you've seen working with small companies, working with very large companies, and then, you know, not only that, but also being with B2B CFO and doing the types of services that you provide. But what if you run into a situation that you haven't seen in the past and maybe the business owner hasn't seen? What do you do?
Well, that's certainly a situation that can come up. So one of the benefits about being a B2B CFO partner is that I have 203 other partners around the country that I can reach out to. And at our last annual meeting, we added it up. We have 5,900 years of experience. So we have worked in every industry, and we've experienced every financial problem that could be out there. And so I can tap that by posting a message on our intranet, and usually I'll have 3 or 4 answers back from other partners within 24 hours. And I don't think there's any other CFO firm that can match that.
No, I think that's in and of itself probably distinguishes your group from most groups that provide these types of services. For example, there are a lot of people who engage as consultants on a CFO basis, and you know they'll connect up with 1 or 2 or 3 clients, and they're just sole source. They may not have that network that you can turn to, and that's a value add I would imagine that B2B CFO provides. How does a business go about engaging your services?
So every B2B CFO engagement starts with what we call a discovery analysis, and that's something we do for free, and
wow,
there's no obligation. So during that analysis, I'll meet with the business owner. Maybe I'll talk to some of the other senior people in the firm, and I'll spend several hours. I'll really try to understand how the business operates, what the business opportunities are, what the challenges are. And then I also take a deep dive into their accounting system.
Okay.
So I produce a report, usually within a week, outlining the company's financial strengths and weaknesses. And then I recommend probably on average 5 to 7 high priority actions that the business can take to improve their financial health.
You can do that in a matter of hours of review of the company's systems and interviewing everybody?
Well, you have to remember that I've got 30 plus years of experience, and so I have pretty good pattern recognition for when things are working well or when they're not working well.
Right.
We also have a lot of benchmarking tools, and so I'll provide a benchmark analysis that shows how the company compares to firms of similar size in their industry, along some key performance indicators.
Do you pull from data that you all have accumulated as B2B CFO partners, or is it there? Are there external sources as
it's
well?
It's both. It's both. So we have some external databases that we tap, and then we also have a lot of information that we've accumulated over the 25 years of the company.
I mean, one of the key attractive things here is that the discovery analysis is free. And so you basically come up with a list of things that they might do to improve, and you can be involved in helping them improve. Is that correct?
Right. So there's no obligation to the discovery analysis, but oftentimes they'll then ask me to work with them on a part-time basis to address those high-priority needs.
How many clients can you handle at one time?
Probably, on average, I would say the typical B2B CFO partner has 5 to 10 companies they're working with at any given time.
Okay. So while one might be dormant or quiet for a little bit, the others might be active.
Yeah. Later in the relationship, when we've been working with them for years, so during that solving the high priority problems, it's a little bit more intensive. After that, we typically drop the level of effort down, and maybe we only work with them 1 or 2 days a month on an as-needed basis.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, how long does the relationship with a company typically last?
Ideally for years, until the company is sold or it goes out of business. But that's true. Many of our relationships last for years because, again, we're developing that trusted business advisor relationship.
But it starts out pretty intensive.
Intensive but affordable.
Okay.
So even during that phase, maybe we're working 1 or 1.5 or 2 days a week because that's typically what a smaller company can afford.
Well, we have a couple minutes left, Doug, and I want to figure out what you feel are some of the challenges that small business owners are facing today as their companies grow.
So Jerry Mills, who's the founder of our firm, wrote an interesting book. It's called The Danger Zone, Lost in the Growth Transition. And in that book, Jerry classifies employees into 3 categories, who he calls finders, minders, and grinders. So finders,
easy to remember.
Yeah, so finders are great with customers. They have great ideas for products or services. They're doing the things that are growing the company's revenues. And most entrepreneurs are by nature finders. Minders are people like the CFO or the HR manager that keep the company train on the tracks, if you will. And then the grinders are the employees that are down in the business. So one of the things that we find is that entrepreneurs often underinvest in their infrastructure when their business is starting up. And so as the company starts to grow rapidly and life gets more complex, the people that are in there in the infrastructure don't know really how to deal with that. And so then the finder gets pulled down into the minding and grinding activities. They don't particularly like doing it, but they need to do it. But the danger zone occurs because when the finder's doing minding and grinding, they're not out there finding. And somebody's with their customers. And if it's not the finder, they're not going to be their customers for very long. So one of the main things that we can do as B2B CFOs is help the finders get back to finding, and then we take care of the minding.
Yeah, that's amazing. I noticed that with a lot of entrepreneurial companies that I work with, where you've got people who are really talented with customers. They come on board, and you put them into administrative positions, and that's the last place in the world that they should be. That's a great concept. The name of the book, again, is The Danger Zone?
The Danger Zone, Lost in the Growth Transition by Jerry Mills. Available on Amazon.
And I understand that you all also help owners with exit strategies. Can you tell me a little bit about that? We've got about a minute left.
Okay, so every business owner is going to exit their business at some point. They'll sell it or leave it to their kids or get private equity investors, or worst case, they go out the door feet first.
Sure.
So we'll work with businesses
for business succession planning.
Exactly, and years ahead of any kind of transactions. We help make the business more profitable, more professionally managed. We make it so that it works without the business owner in place, because those are all things that an acquiring company is looking at when they're buying.
I'm excited about this. Doug Smith, how do people get in touch with you to find out more about B2B CFO?
So they could go to my personal website, which is DougSmithCFO.com, and they can also visit the B2B CFO website, which is B2BCFO.com. It has tons of information about us, our services, and our 200 partners nationwide.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
I'm Wayne Zell. Thank you for joining me this week on Blueprint for Wealth, and join us next week for another special topic and special guest. Have a great week.